Are you someone that knows using video is key to a successful mortgage biz, but haven't implemented it yet? Have you tried dabbling with video, but just feel lost? If that sounds like you, then you'll want to stick around as we dive into specific, proven methods on how to implement video into your client journey. Using the strategies we're about to dive into will help you build brand authority, up your communication skills, and ultimately save you time per file. This episode is part one of a two-part series where we'll be showing you how to revamp your client journey by embedding video, while part two will be focused on using video for lead gen. If you're new to the show, my name is Tom Moffitt, and I'm joined by my good buddy, business partner, and co-host Brandon Love. Whether you're new in the industry or a seasoned vet, you will get specific takeaways from every episode as we strive to make commission breath focused and granular. Let the Commission Breath Podcast be your tool to grow in your mortgage business. So with all that being said, let's dive right into it.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of Commission Breath. Brandon Love and Tom Moffitt here. And today we are going to show you how to use video to scale your business. This is going to be part one of a two-part series. Today, we're going to show you how we use video to number one, build our brand, number two, have better communication, and number three, make our business more efficient. So let's get into it.
So we're going to dive right into our personal client journey. And these are videos and milestones that we've developed over the past years that are working really well for us. And there's other mortgage brokers out there who are doing the same thing. All of these ideas aren't original ideas. A lot of them have been derived from other trainings we've had or just talking to other mortgage brokers and masterminding. And some of these are original ideas that we've come up with. So suffice it to say, a lot of these are very effective. So the first one I want to talk about is lead in. So whenever I have a lead come in, it's usually over email intro from realtors. So in that example, I have a pre-recorded video that is attached to my Yesware template. So let's just say Johnny was just referred over by Christopher Realtor. I'm going to respond back with that template. There's going to be that pre-recorded video in there. It's me introducing myself to that client. Obviously, I'm not going by their first name. It's a generalized video, but it's very personal. And it's saying, hey, welcome. Very excited to help you with your mortgage. Here's the next step. Click the link down below, schedule a call with me, and then we'll go from there. Super short. I think it's maybe like 10, 15 seconds. And then if I'm really feeling up to it and I'm at my computer and someone sends that lead over to me, I'm, you know, dressed properly and I don't look like a bum, then I'll actually do a custom video, which is more effective than the pre-recorded one. But obviously, you're not always at your desk and you got to have that pre-recorded one ready to go.
Exactly. And this is a good opportunity to really let your personality shine a bit. So if looking like a bum is your thing, and I know it is for certain brokers, look like a bum, be who you are, because that person's either going to align with you or they're not going to. And you can kind of use this as a filter. So talk the way you talk, express your personality, because that can be an attraction to a lot of people.
Yeah. And that's something I've been learning over the past year too. And just of recent, we just talked about this in the last episode with the strategy calls. I've been wearing a hoodie in all of them. And I don't know, they've been going pretty well. You know, we're wearing the Invested Entrepreneur hoodie, Commission Breath hoodie. I think people love it. So I'm just showing my personality. I'm not going to dress up and put on a dress shirt just for this call. I feel kind of fake doing it. But with that being said, I wouldn't go like bum status and be like completely just off the rails and not looking proper. I think you do have to have some sort of hygiene there and stuff, but that's my opinion.
Okay. The next one is one that we are still building out, but it's something that we think is going to have a huge impact. And that is an application email. So if it's a purchase, a refinance, a switch transfer, whatever it might be, we're going to have videos that show detailed walkthrough of what you need to include on the application and highlight the areas that people commonly screw up. So are you doing a purchase and not listing any of your assets? Where is the down payment coming from? Why do we have to have a follow-up email to this to ask these questions? If we share this with people out the gates and show them how to do it, we are going to get better applications and it's going to save us time on our end.
Yeah, this is actually like number one on our to-do list, and it's been there for a while. Obviously didn't time very nicely with the spring market, but it's up there for a good reason for us, because we know once we have that video made, it's going to make our life and just our team's life a lot easier going forward. Because like you said, a lot of these things are common issues that we see with their application, whether it's the assets or if they don't complete that full 3 years history of employment, it'll save the back and forth in the future as well. So that is definitely something I would include in there, whether it's a screen share going through the actual application itself. Like imagine you as a borrower, you get this link and you start filling out this application. If you're tech savvy or at least like somewhat there, it's pretty easy to do, especially with the technology today with Venmo Velocity and all of that. But for some people, it's like really tough for them to do. So if you had a video walkthrough of everything, it would just make it so much smoother and a better client experience, in my opinion.
Exactly. And I think we'll do a deep dive in this once we implement it and do a few iterations of it. But I think it's actually going to generate leads because people are going to have such a better experience than they do, especially if they're shopping you around to different brokers, banks, credit unions, et cetera.
Yeah.
Taking one step further is kind of part three for us on this is we send a lot of video for application overview. So just showing clients kind of where they're at, what they might need to add to their application, why we're looking for it, and just getting a few details that way. So this is an important thing that we do right now because it provides clarity to those people. But once we're getting that actual application summary and they're doing it properly, it's going to save this step a little bit. But for right now, we do like it.
Okay, awesome. So let's move on to the next point, pre-approval stage. So when I give out my pre-approvals, I do a full video walkthrough of my budget that I'm giving them. So it's a custom budget. A lot of people in the industry are now doing it. If you're not doing it, in my opinion, you're behind the times. You should be implementing budgets in your pre-approval process. So we do that video walkthrough. It's anywhere between 5 to 10 minutes long. By the end of that video, we're saying, hey, well, this is what I'm doing now. I'm offering that strategy call that I talked about. In the past, I was actually even comparing lenders in that pre-approval. But now I push that off until a bit later to confirm the strategy once the deal is live, because I found that if I was comparing lenders and I showcased an Excel spreadsheet showing like Scotia, TD, RMG, whoever the lenders are, I would go through like prepayment privileges, like all of this stuff. And then the video turned out to be like 15 minutes long, which was too long. Yeah. So now I push that off until later. So the pre-approval video is going to be very custom. It's custom for every single client. You can't really have a templated one. It has to be to that client. So we have the actual email template ready to go. And then we record our screen going through the budget. And then we plop that into the email template.
I add one other layer to this as I go over their whole application as well. So I show them their GDS, TDS, all the particulars of the application. And I show them, say, hey, if you want to pay down this credit card or pay off this vehicle loan, here's how it could boost things. And then from there, I jump over to the other screen and it's the budget walkthrough and it walks them through all the details that way. Sometimes if it's something like, you know, we're going to need an updated letter of employment or that kind of thing, I'll jump over to the docs as well. And I'll just highlight, here's the few pieces that I'm going to be looking from you later, just so that they have a heads up because you're kind of priming them for the next step. So no one's caught off guard by requests.
Yeah, and you do that in two separate videos, which I thought was cool. Like I do that as well, but I'll do it in one video where if I'm talking about the budget I'm going through, and I have notes at the bottom of my budgets. And if I'm talking about like, hey, by the way, if we go for an exception with this lender, this is what the exception looks like. And then I kind of go over the downsides of resorting to an exception, but I'll go into the GDS, TDS like you do, but I'll be hopping into it in the same video. Whereas you, do you still separate it with each video?
It depends how much clarity I need to offer the person. So if someone's pretty cut and dry salary, not a lot of consumer debts, I can do it all in one video. But if there's a lot of moving pieces, I do split it. Because, you know, someone might respond back right away, hey, I'm going to pay that down. And then that changes the whole budget. So versus having to repeat every little detail each time, I split it in two if it's a little bit more complicated.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. If it's going to be a longer video, I think that's great. So far, I haven't had to do that. It's been like quick touch points. And if I wanted to go deeper, I'm actually including that in my strategy call now where I'll share my screen on that live video call with them. And I just did that today with one of the borrowers and they loved it, man. Like I'll talk a bit about that because I know we talked about that last week and I said I'd report back, but I think it's been about 90% of clients that I've offered the strategy call to, they've all booked a call and they've been going phenomenally well. I feel like I'm creating more connection with my clients and they're anywhere between 20 to 30 minutes on the top end. So yeah, it's taking more time in the process, but I do believe it's going to be much more stickier and it's going to be hard for them to really leave me and shop around. The one thing I haven't tried yet is the AI notes. So I will report back once I get that in, which I'll probably do that next month. This month's a little crazy, but that's the last piece to it is I'm going to have those AI generated meeting notes and then send that over after post meeting.
Yeah, I think that's going to be great. Kind of like the final cherry on the top.
And that's a great point because a lot of people would probably wait until they had everything set up, but you have to implement fast and just get it done because it's not perfect. It will improve over time and just make those 1% better changes instead of waiting until everything's done.
Exactly. Okay. Next big one. I feel like I put this in really early and then Now it seems everyone's doing it. So I think that's amazing. And that is the signing package video. It saves so much time. I used to hear people having these really long signing video sessions. And I'm like, holy crap, like just record a Loom video. People can rewind. They can pause. Any clarifying questions, they can circle back with you. But they always have that video to reference. And this is going to be a huge time saver, even if you have those kind of like OCD clients or clients who just need a little bit more handholding, who want to have that additional session. I always send this video and I say, watch this first. This is your primer, and then we can go deep on it together.
Yeah, the signing package video idea has been around, I want to say at least 3 or 4 years, if not more. And I always thought everyone did it until I think it was our broker course where someone brought it up saying like, hey, I do. And everyone's like, oh, that's a great idea. I'm like, man, I thought everyone was doing it. But we think that because our inner circle that we are friends with, everyone else does it, right? So that's kind of the point of masterminding and stuff. But yeah, you'd be mind blown as to how many people in the industry actually do it.
Yeah. So it's a very simple thing to implement. Any form of screen recorder, Loom, BombBomb, whatever you use, just record the signing package. You're just talking through the generalities of it and clients love it. So definitely implement it if you're one of those who hasn't put this into your process yet.
And if you haven't, don't worry about it. Don't feel bad. The one tip I will say is I was using BombBomb forever. And then we talked about this briefly, but I'll mention it again. I switched to Loom this year and it's been so much better from a user case experience. Like I can pause the video now, which is like, I don't understand how BombBomb doesn't have a pause feature yet. If you're going through a 10, 15 minute signing package video and you mess up like greatly, usually if I mess up a little bit, I'll just keep trucking. But if it's a big mess up or like a dog barking in the background, I'll want to pause it. And you can't do that with BombBomb. You got to restart it. So there's a big tip there. Just stick with Loom.
Yeah, Loom is great for that. Like this week I was recording one and I just had this like total brain fart and I couldn't even remember what I was talking about. And it was like 3 minutes of me being like, oh, what was I even talking about? And then I just like at the end edited that whole clip out of the Loom and it was fine. The client was none the wiser on it. But if it was a BombBomb, it would have been like, yeah, okay, I got to go restart this whole thing.
That's a great point. The editing feature alone.
Yeah.
I bet you were foggy from the Ellicottville beers.
Definitely a couple, few too many beers there. Okay. This one's a big one. And I think this is great for building this brand and future lead generation. And that is a closing day video. So I send a closing day video to both the clients, just thanking them for trusting me to handle their mortgage and just letting them know I'll be there for them for their whole journey as homeowners. And then I send them to the referral partners as well. So sometimes I'll send that to a realtor. Sometimes if I have a good relationship with the lawyer, I'll send it to them as well. And whoever else might be involved in that deal. So everyone's getting a kind of like a feel good video sent their way.
This is one you do not want to do a scripted video, because imagine being the client and you go through this whole process and you're on the closing day and you know you're pumped and then you get this scripted video and you know it's not for you. I feel like that's very impersonal. So it's got to be something custom. It's got to be one-to-one like to that person every single time. I do the actual videos for the most part, but if I have time and I'm in the office at that time, then I'll do a phone call instead of the video. But the video is always a nice touch too if you can't do a phone call.
Yeah, I like the video piece just for implementing video. It makes the process so that if something happens to your day, you don't necessarily maybe miss the actual closing date. You can just bang it out. But I do agree if you have the opportunity to do a call, do the call first.
Yeah.
But it is nice to send the video if you have to record it the day before, even it works out.
Yeah.
Nice.
When I do the call, I always start off and I say, hey, I know it's closing day. You guys are super busy. Just wanted to keep this brief. Congratulations and keep it at that.
Yeah. Okay. From there, you can also text a video to the buyer realtor if you're not already their partner. So Tom, why don't you go through this one?
So what I do is I do this at pre-approval. I think you do it slightly different, but why I do it at pre-approval is when I send off that custom budget, again, not every broker is doing it. So a lot of the times realtors are pretty pumped when they see that custom budget. So what I do is I CC the realtor in the email, and then I'll do a video Loom of just me. And I'll say, hey, Tom here, mortgage broker for Susie and Ryan. Just want to let you know that they are fully pre-approved and they are ready to go. I just sent off that budget to you over email. Go check it out. Shows everything down to the dollar. If you have any questions, let me know and I'll be in touch. So I create that video and then I just send it over text and it's usually very well received. And I only do this for realtors that aren't my partner already. Sometimes I'll do it for my realtor partners if there's something that I want them to know about the pre-approval. I'll just do a quick video on my phone and send it over. But the one that I just went over is specific for ones that aren't my partners.
Key piece here is make sure you get the client's consent before you send this to a realtor. I had got a few leads last year from different people who They didn't like that the broker had communicated to the realtor without talking to them first. So then they shop for someone else. So just get consent. Just say, hey, can you give me a thumbs up if you're okay with me sending a quick update to your realtor partner? It takes you 2 seconds. Just covers your butt that way.
I do it over email now. I actually used to do it over the phone in the discovery call. I'd always ask. You can do it both, but I actually changed now to over email just in case things have changed. And for whatever reason, maybe they have a bad experience with that realtor from discovery call up until the pre-approval stage. And maybe they're shopping around for another realtor and they don't want that realtor to be CC'd. I always confirm over email just before I send it now.
Yeah, better safe than sorry.
Yeah.
This kind of ties into the offer assist video, and we did go in great detail on this in a past episode, so we're not going to overburden you on this, but essentially we're just sending the video to the listing agent saying the client's rock solid. We feel very strongly their file is great and we're confident it will get funded. We're just waiting on them to accept the offer. And this is a big win for attracting new business, as well as just really showing the strength of your client's files and inspiring confidence in them and your team.
Yeah. And if you want to reference that video, go back to our episode. It's either part one or two, the realtor value adds. So it'll be in there.
Yeah. And then a last piece is just anytime you need to get clarification with a client, you need to provide more detail to a client, things just aren't coming through, or you feel like you're writing a really long email, send it a quick video. It makes so much more sense. The person feels like you actually care enough to take time out of your day to record the video for them. So it makes them feel valued and it actually gets to the point so much quicker than trying to type out a perfectly worded email.
Yeah, my rule is anything over like 4 or 5 sentences, I'm doing a video, man. It's so much easier for people to understand too, especially with mortgages. Like, we're in a complicated industry. They're not simple for people. Even talking about amortization, a lot of people get confused with that because it's not common terminology. So just do a video. If it takes you more than 30 seconds to explain it over email, just pop it on. So that's our last one for today. I would really love to hear you guys as listeners, love to hear what you guys are doing in your process. So send us a DM on Instagram. We're always open to implementing in our business too and just improving our client journey. So I would love to hear what you guys are doing.
Yeah, exactly. 100%. If you can share any tips and tricks you've learned there, all of these ideas have come from our ideas and then we've iterated them or we've borrowed and stolen from other people. And I think that's how you really grow your business, is just don't be afraid to copy someone's idea. If it's a great idea, take it and improve your business. That's what we're here for. And that's how we all grow and build a better mortgage industry as a whole.
Absolutely. So if you guys enjoyed this episode, please give us that rating, whether you're on iTunes, the Apple Podcast, or Spotify. Give us that 5-star. Send us a review if you can. We would greatly appreciate it.